All right, let's go to the screen real quick. U.S. to refuse Israeli warplanes during massive drill simulating strike on Iran. That's at worldviewreport.com tonight. Look at that. Look at that U.S. plane. We'll zoom in up on that thing. Look at that U.S. Air Force. See the U.S. Air Force there, the flag on the back, on the tail. Here we've got the Israeli jet. Oh, my word. The Israeli drill will simulate striking targets from far from Israel's borders with a lot of planes while simultaneously acquiring new targets. Wait a minute. What's going on with that? And is the government of Israel about to collapse and go to a fifth election? Joining me now is a man who's been to Israel leading tours 68 times, Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Dr. Lindstedt, welcome back. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the news is really bubbling over tonight. Woo. In Israel.
Isn't it, though? So what do you make, Dr. Lindstedt? Why are we negotiating with Iran to give them everything they want, unfreeze billions of dollars, blah, 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 their nuclear program, go ahead, guys. And then at the same time, we're practicing to refuel the jets for Israel. It seems like to me we're playing both ends to the middle. And I wonder if indeed that's exactly what this regime wants. They want war with Iran. They want Israel to strike Iran and hope that Iran and all these other nations will come against Israel. So they're kind of basically baiting Iran and helping Israel bait Iran. Then they want war with China. They want war with Russia. They want war with North Korea. I have to wonder if this regime, who seems to be in agreement with our enemies, is using their position to get us into everything they possibly can so that they, enemies, will come and wipe us out. Or they can say, oh my word, we're being overwhelmed. We can't do all this. We must surrender. Or how about this? What's the purpose of world government? Well, they say the purpose of world government is peace to end wars. So maybe we can get wars going all over the globe, and then, boom, steps forward a world leader to say, we need peace. We need a world government. Stop all the wars. What do you think?
Well, it's frustrating that we would, like you say, play both ends against the middle, because there's no doubt they are trying to get us involved in wars, or a war that we can't possibly win. There's not going to be a win in this situation. My concern is that it appears that we have no foreign policy. There's no one there that really understands, I'd say, the big picture, or for sure the biblical picture. And I think it is designed to ruin America. It began with the Jordanian king coming and visiting Biden, and Biden making a statement that he agrees that Jordan should have control over the Temple Mount. You see, the real truth is the critical piece here is Israel, that's the hour hand, Jerusalem, that's the minute hand, and the Temple Mount, that's the second hand. And when they begin to negotiate on that, it's amazing that Jordan would come to us. At the same time, Russia is our enemy. And so here, and why I'm amazed is Israel is in trouble for helping the Ukraine. We're in trouble because we again support the Ukraine. So Russia's our enemy. And of all things, recently in the negotiations that took place in the last couple of days, the United States had Russia negotiate with Iran concerning our agreement. Of all the people in the world that I don't want negotiating with Iran on our behalf, it's Russia.
Right.
How can our enemy negotiate with our enemy? They're negotiating with a country that said they want to destroy us, they want to destroy Israel. I'm standing and I'm amazed. Isn't there anyone in Washington that says this is an alert? The Bible's warned about this. Everyone knows about this, and we're walking down a dark, dark path.
Indeed. Look at this headline tonight. Jerusalem Post. Again, Biden trip to Israel in jeopardy as Bennett government nears collapse. It's highly unlikely U.S. President Joe Biden will proceed with his planned visit if the Knesset dissolves and Israel heads to its fifth elections. If that happens, Dr. Lindstedt, is Netanyahu going to be one of the ones running again?
Well, he certainly will be running again. And I may not agree with everything he says, but I know this, that we have a better chance of peace in the Middle East with Netanyahu than we do with Bennett. You know, Brandon, here's something that to me is just such a puzzle. We're watching oil prices surge out of sight. Okay, that's a solvable problem. We're watching baby formula. We say we don't have enough. That's a solvable problem. We're watching stability in the Middle East. That's a solvable problem. We're watching food shortage. That's a solvable problem. But we have no one capable of solving the problem. My fear is because we have such a loop of double dealing, we're going against both sides. And sooner or later, we're going to get caught, because right now we don't have people that are negotiating on behalf of America. We have people negotiating on behalf of the New World Order. They want us to be taken down. They want us to be in a conflict for which we cannot possibly win. And now they have a reason to say, that's why there's inflation. That's why there's a food shortage. That's why we've got to surrender more of our personal rights. That's why we got to give in to the World Health Organization, who says that they have they should have the right to trump the sovereignty of any country, and they can vote for us. Who put them in charge of the world?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the screen again, guys. Let's go over here to this. This is over at worldviewtimes.com, one of my many websites. worldviewtimes.com. By the way, we put the transcripts of my worldview report there as well. And when you go to Worldview Times, you'll see all these different articles that we carry and whatnot. Of course, from there, you can go to our TV page, and you can then listen to all the TV shows we produce and the news, and it's all archived there. Of course, you can also go to our radio page and see all the radio shows of mine and the different things. We also take the archive, the audio, by the way, of Brandon House Live. We take this audio and put it up as a podcast every day. We also take the Worldview Report, put that up as an audio as well. So from Worldview Times, you can get to a lot of things. But at Worldview Times tonight, here's the article by Leo Holman we talked to him about in the 6 o'clock hour. Israel joins U.S. in plan to hand over sovereignty to United Nations World Health Organization. Dr. Lindstedt, it's really troubling to watch how Israel has keeps doing themselves in. And actually, whether it's pushing the COVID passport and pushing the COVID shot and now pushing the WHO, it seems as though Israel is helping to prepare the way for the Antichrist. And of course, we know the Antichrist is going to make a pact with them. It seems like Israel's really leading the way with the New World Order, does it not?
Yes. Again, that's a concern of mine, because the Bible is very clear. Daniel chapter 9, the Antichrist makes a deal with Israel, and Israel sets down their weapons, falls in line with this Antichrist. So we can't follow them in a way, because biblically they're walking down a slippery slope. Here's what happens. Israel has left the God of the Bible. The United States has left the God of the Bible. We open ourselves up to incredible deception. And that deception is coming from every nation. It's coming from every corner. Sooner or later, we need a leader raised up that will be spiritual. And the world also is looking for one. The trouble is they're going to be deceived, because they don't know the truth of God's word. The Bible says in the last days that Jerusalem would be the stumbling stone. The Bible says in the last days the Temple Mount would be a sacred piece of ground that everyone would want.
And by the way, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. Don't forget where you were. We showed video last week. You weren't here, but I know you saw it. We showed video last week of them literally cutting the stones for the third temple.
That's right. Yeah, that's a hot topic in Israel. And Lord willing, I'm going to be there in about 2 weeks. We're going back for another trip. And
could you report? Would you be willing to report by Skype from Israel to us?
Yeah, we'd be glad to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we plan to be right there on the Temple Mount and going down Rabbi's Tunnel. And so we'd be happy to do some programs from there and visit with you.
Let's do that. But I interrupted you. Pick up with what you were saying, please.
I want to also comment on this situation with with Russia firing on the Israeli jets in Syria.
Oh, wow. That's hardly made any news, has it?
It's incredible, because you see, now, what's taking place? Russia's saying, well, actually, you know, this was kind of a one-time deal. But many people think there's a change of policy. All along, for weeks, we've been saying, look, the Bible describes Russia coming against Israel, and Russia's on the Syrian border. And so here's Russia firing at Israeli jets in Syria. Let's turn the table. What would happen if let's say Israel were to fire on a Russian jet? My goodness, the world would know about it. It would be on every station. It would be on it for days. But when you take and turn it, it doesn't happen. Last night in Jaffa, there was an incident where they attacked Jews in a synagogue. You don't read of Jews attacking a let's say a Muslim in a mosque. They don't do that. We're playing by different rules, and sooner or later, that's going to come back to haunt us, because there's no one that says, okay, this is the bottom line. The bottom line is the prize is the Temple Mount. The prize is the city of Jerusalem, because the Bible said that that's the case. Believe it or not, Russia is taking it out on Israel because Israel sided with Ukraine. Believe it or not, Russia is taking it out on America because we have given aid to the Ukraine. I don't know that we should be supporting that war, because sooner or later we're going to get drawn in. Actually, we're already drawn in. But it's a lose-lose situation, because all it can do is make the tensions go higher, and for sure it's going to fulfill what the Bible said would take place in the last days.
Mm. Let's go to the screen here. I want to highlight his website, Bible T-I-P now, Bible Tip, which means abbreviation for Bible Truth in Prophecy Now.org. So be at Bible T-I-P now.org. And when you go
there's
there...
There's some great articles that they can download that we've been talking about. And there's also a chart, what's next on God's timetable. And those can all be downloaded free. And I think people will really enjoy reading those and seeing the correlation between what the Bible has been saying for hundreds of years and what is taking place in the news tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, before I let you go, give me your thoughts on where you think America is by this fall, with the election, with all the talk of monkeypox and bird flu and war. Where do you see things being this fall?
Well, I fear for America, and the reason I do is because we've left God's word. We've left decency, and we're a society now that's lawless. And so sooner or later, when you leave God, then we come out of the protection of God's hand. So that's my concern. Psalm 15 says this: fear the Lord, respect the Lord. But instead, what we find ourselves doing now, because we've left the fear of the Lord, we've left the respect of the Lord, now we have to fear everything else. And so our country's in a mess, and the only way back is for us to fear God and to get back to the Word of God and to obey Him from our heart and our head, and watch Him straighten things out. I'm just afraid that America is no longer willing to stand on the principles that our country was founded on. That's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. It's very dangerous. BibleTipNow.com. As always, thank you, Dr. Rob.
My pleasure.
Dr. Rob Linstead checking in. Now, before we go tonight, let me ask you this. Do you appreciate what we're doing? Here I've been at the news desk since 6 o'clock tonight. And, of course, do you know how many hours it takes to prepare for a show like this? Hours. What I'm saying is, folks, to do this is what I do. This is the job I hold each and every day. And yet we put it out to you for free. So we have to be able to pay our bills, pay the guys in the control room, pay our bandwidth. This is, again, what we do for our job. So if you appreciate what we're doing, here's a couple ways you can support us. Would you be willing just to go to wvwfoundation.com and you can contribute to my foundation that we established many years ago for the purpose of proclaiming the truth of the Judeo-Christian worldview? You can just go to wvwfoundation.com and make a contribution. $5, $10, $20. You could become a monthly subscriber, a monthly donor if you'd like. We'd love that. wvwfoundation.com. You can also send a check. You'll see our mailing address is on the screen there if you prefer to send a check. Worldview Weekend Foundation, or wvwfoundation.com is the website, wvwfoundation.com. I'm also here every Sunday night, barring Mother's Day, 4th of July, those kind of things. I'm here every Sunday night and have been since 2015 with a Worldview class at 8 p.m. Central Time right here. Right now we're going through a series that's absolutely free for anyone to watch called Put Your Beliefs to the Test, Understanding the Global Worldview War. We're understanding the six dominant worldviews ruling the world. And so right now we're in a series talking about the law and legal positivism, or moral law, moral relativism applied to the law, or international law applied to America, like the WHO. So that's where we're at right now in that series. But we do that for free. We do so much for free. You can watch my movie, Brainwashed America, at brainwashedthemovie.com for free. So much we offer for free. How? Because you support what we're doing to put out these free resources as a public service. So you can support what we're doing by simply going to wvwfoundation.com. And then please, of course, go to mypillow.com. Gifts, sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, gifts. Make great gifts, all those things, for yourself or for others. Housewarming, graduation gifts, wedding gifts. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. And then finally, we throttled back on the ability for people since May 11th till today to be able to order the freeze-dried food. We now are all caught up for virtually really for everybody. So if you ordered, you should be seeing it coming. And it does take about 2 to 3 weeks from the time you place your order because we have so many orders. We throttled back a little bit. Now we've opened it right back up with a brand new URL as well, wvwtvstore.com. We have another shipment that left yesterday, so it's been on the road now for 2 days headed our way. And we'll, again, every day we're filling orders. Again, I can't promise you if a month from now, 2 months from now, we'll even have the inventory with all that's going on in the world. So you ought to get it while you can, in my opinion. This does have a shelf life of 25 years. You're not buying a pig and a poke. You can click on the product, and it gives you great description of to what's in each kit, okay? So see pictures? You got pictures there. You get a picture of each one. I mean, we spent a lot of time laying out this page so you can see what it is you're getting. So just go to wvwtvstore.com, wvwtv.com. We also have the solar lamps we added in there today. wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. 25-year shelf life. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So I thank you for ordering. It's another way to support us. Those are three ways to support us so we can keep this broadcast going, cover all of our expenses and bills, and keep offering up free resources to you. Thank you so much for watching. Take care.